Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Baker here. Once again, back in action, and thank you for joining me on today's Baker's Podcast. My name is Baker. I am a full-time internet marketer, internet entrepreneur, author, best-selling, all that fun, exciting things. And I want to share with you guys why exactly I do like internet marketing and why internet marketing for me is a lot of fun. Internet marketing is a great way to generate income on the internet. And I like money. I like income. I like inspiring, empowering people, assisting people, recommending people to products and services on the internet that have helped me succeed and get results in my business. So over the years, I've compiled a list of things that you can expect when doing internet marketing. So in today's episode, I share with you some things that you can expect when doing internet marketing. You know, sometimes these things that I will share with you do get overlooked, but expecting them before they actually happen inside of your business will give you a great advantage when getting real results and success in your internet marketing business. And for more information on my personal story, I was working jobs that I absolutely hated to making a full-time income completely online. Click the link below. So anyway, things to expect when doing internet marketing. Number one, I want to say, is a really important one because I think a lot, it gets overlooked, like I said, a lot, and it's patience. You've got to be a very patient person when it comes to marketing on the internet, because a lot of times when you're just starting out, you won't have the results that you're looking for right away. And the reason for that is because there are still things that you need to go through and experience to actually get the success you want. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that, but the truth is there is some patience, okay, some time that needs to lapse. As long as you are taking action daily, you're staying persistent, and you're following whatever course that you're following, whatever guru you're following, it doesn't matter. You could follow my stuff. You could follow other people. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're getting results. That's the bottom line for me. But just know that patience is required. You might deal with patience on several different levels, okay? And patience is one of my strong suits. Hasn't always been. I think I'd like to tell people I became more patient when really delving into the whole internet marketing space, because it does require patience. It does require, you know, sometimes you're having to wait long for results, you know, or dealing with certain people that want to go ahead and, you know, buy from you and all of this, but they give you, you know, a very difficult time, right, and them being difficult. And you have to go through those things, being patient, communicating very effectively, coming from a place of 100% authenticity and integrity with people, all that stuff. So patience, that all falls in the same umbrella of being patient, you know. So patience is number one. You've got to have patience and not lose your head over things that don't happen yesterday, right? Things that happen. Yes, as an entrepreneur, you want things to be done yesterday already, but you got to really be patient in this whole space, because that's, you know, how you'll be rewarded is patience and persisting through that. Number two, after patience, I would say is what you'll want to expect is, now, once again, these are things that I've just personally experienced. This has nothing to do with what I'm following with gurus. This is stuff I've actually experienced when I'm getting results and things like this in my own business. So if this resonates with you, you know, continue to listen on. But if it doesn't resonate with you, yeah, you're free to, you know, leave. But the second thing I want to talk about, what to expect when doing internet marketing, is you've got to come from integrity. I mean, I mentioned it earlier before under the umbrella of, you know, patience. But you got to come with integrity. You got to expect that, and you have to expect that there's going to be people out there who are not coming from integrity. And I can name a list of people and call out people that I've worked with that is absolutely had no integrity whatsoever. And one tip I want to give you, I don't want to, you know, mention any names, but one tip I want to give you is usually when the creator of, you know, a system or program, a course, whatever, guarantees a certain result, usually that's a red flag, only because for the results that you're after. And a lot of times it's not going to pan out the way you want. I'm just going to tell you, your first try is usually not. And that's what people think, you know, when they come into the internet market, they think, well, I'm just going to try it and see what happens. And if it doesn't work out, I'll just go back to my job or do something else. Reality is it's patience. You've got to keep trying and doing different things, but there is no real guarantee. So the big red flag there is with integrity is when, you know, somebody who creates a system program or some type of coaching, whenever they say, I can guarantee this amount of money, okay, usually that's a red flag to, you know, you walk in the other direction. You know, don't take the effort. Those people are, I don't like using the word scammers, but they are people who generally they'll sell something high ticket and it'll be a high ticket deal. And once they take your money, you'll never hear from, they won't respond. And I'm so tempted to just call these people out right now, but I don't know, should I? Maybe it's some other episode. I really don't want to demolish people right now. That's just not part of my nature, but maybe if people request for it, I'll let you guys know exactly the names of some of the people that are continually still literally scamming people, honest people. I just want to give you the hints that, number one, it's usually a higher ticket item, like I'm talking about. 2 grand, 3 grand, 4 grand, five grand and up. 2 grand and up. Where they offer these type of offers. And the second red flag is when they offer you a certain amount of money, a specific amount of money, and guarantee it. So let me give you an example. Somebody says, in 30 days, if you join my program, I guarantee that you will make $5,000 that month, right? I guarantee it. And if you don't make $5,000 a month, I will double your money or I'll return your investment. Those are red flags, okay? So expect those things. I'm not talking about being fearful and being scared, not taking risks. That's not what I'm talking about. Entrepreneurs are risk takers. What I'm talking about is expect these types of things. Number one, you're going to have to be very patient. Number two, you're going to have to watch out for people who offer these specific money guarantees, okay? So those are the two things that you want to expect when doing internet marketing. I hope that really helps you. You know, it's a shame that such a beautiful and amazing industry gets so tarnished by people who just don't really give a crap, you know, about people, you know. But I want to say that, you know, you can't go half-assed with this business either. I mean, the reason those things actually kind of manifest is because people are so lazy. And they think that making money online, you just, you know, put in some money and, yeah, it's like a lottery mentality, but that's exactly what it's not. And when they come from that space, what happens is these people create these high-ticket programs that cater to those types of people, I think, lottery mentality thinkers. But that's not sustainable. So, you know, be on the lookout for those people and those types of programs that offer money guarantees, specific amount of money guarantees, and just do the work. Be patient. Do the work. Be patient. Be persistent. Build something that's sustainable and build something that you can feel proud about and you can come with integrity with, okay? So I hope that helps you. Those are the two things to expect when doing internet marketing. I know they don't sound like very fun things, but it's some of the things that personally had to overcome, you know, and hopefully my story inspires you to do the right thing, to, you know, come from a place of integrity and enjoy the journey as well. Okay, so once again, you guys, my name is Baker. Hope you have an absolutely amazing day. I'm having an absolutely amazing day. Beautiful sunny day here. And I'll see you guys again on the next podcast. Oh, make sure to click the link below to watch my personal story on how I started the work jobs I hated. to thriving and making money completely online. Click the link below, and I'll see you guys again on the next podcast.